It's your DanTech History, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
January 24th. 1925, a two-minute-long motion picture of a solar eclipse was recorded by the United States Navy from the dirigible Los Angeles from an elevation of about 4,500 feet. 1948, IBM dedicates the Selective Sequence Electronic Calculator, or SSEC, otherwise known as the PAPA, at the company's world headquarters in New York City. It's the first computer to combine electronic computation with stored instruction, and would be the first computer to run in a stored program, and the last large electromechanical computer to be built. It would be decommissioned in 1952. 1950, Percy LeBaron Spencer is issued a patent for the original microwave oven. He describes the application as method of treating foodstuffs. Foodstuffs. In 1956, as a part of a consent decree resulting from the 1949 antitrust case, AT&T and Western Electric are restricted from expanding their business into any field outside the telecommunications industry, with the notable exception of conducting research. 1964, IBM Data Processing Division introduces the IBM 7770 Audio Response Unit, basically making data within a computer available over the telephone. 1968, IBM Data Processing Division introduces expanded programming support for the operating system 360. The system allows IBM 2311 disk storage drives and 2314 direct access storage facility to be shared by up to four system 360 computers. 1978, the Soviet satellite Cosmos 954 burns up in the Earth's atmosphere upon re-entry. 1984, a couple things here from Apple. Apple releases the 3.5-inch floppy. Apple also releases the 300 baud and 1200 baud modems for $300 and $500 respectively. They release a modified CITO printer as the Apple ImageWriter printer for $595. And then at the annual Apple Computer stockholders meeting at the Flint Center in Cupertino, California, Steve Jobs introduces the Lisa 2, which features a 5 MHz Motorola MC68000 processor, 512 kilobytes of RAM, 16 kilobytes of ROM, built-in 12-inch black and white monitor, keyboard, 3.5-inch floppy drive, mouse, and a whole bunch more. Lisa was an acronym for Local Integrated Software Architecture, and the price would be $3,495 for the standard model, or up to $5,495 with a 10-megabyte hard drive. Apple, also at the stockholders meeting, announced the Macintosh, which featured the 7.83 megahertz 32-bit Motorola Z M6800 processor, 128 kilobytes of RAM, 64 kilobytes of ROM, 3.5-inch floppy drive, built-in 9-inch black-and-white monitor, 8-bit mono sound, and a mouse. Has a lot of different items, including the new graphical user interface, and could be upgraded to 512 kilobytes of RAM. Price of that was $2,495. Also in 1984, Microsoft releases Microsoft Basic and the multi-plan for the Apple Macintosh to coincide with Apple's launch of the Macintosh computer. 1985, Apple Computer settles a trademark infringement lawsuit with management and computer services over the use of word Mac for Macintosh computer-related products. It was an undisclosed sum. 1986, the Voyager 2 space probe makes its closest approach to the previously unexplored planet Uranus. Spacecraft comes within 81,500 kilometers of the planet's atmosphere. 1990, Andrew Milner and Phil McKay release version 0.01 of the remote access BBS software. Written in Turbo Pascal and assembly language, remote access is initially a quick BBS clone, but would quickly outstrip the competition. Also in 1990, the MUSIS A, or Hiten Lunar Orbiter, is launched by Japan's Institute of Space and Astronautical Science. And the United States Secret Service and the New York State Police raid the homes of three members of the hacker group Masters of Deception, Acid Freak, Fiber Optic, and Scorpion in New York City. 1995, Macromedia completes the acquisition of Altsys, which is the developers of Freehand, a vector graphics editor. 1996, ReadySoft releases Space Ace for the Atari Jaguar. 1997, Apple Computer releases Mac OS 7.6 as part of their new strategy, 13 years after the debut of the Macintosh. Also in 1997, Microsoft releases version 5 of Visual Fox Pro for Windows. And NEC Home Electronics releases Boundary Gate. 1998, Remote Access BBS version 2.52 is released. It's the first version of Remote Access with a revised copyright information and is based on the sale of Remote Access by Andrew Milner to Bruce Morse of Massachusetts.
And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite Online Backup. You know, it happened to me. I was about an hour before I had to leave for Las Vegas, and my computer just completely died. And I couldn't access the files. I was going to leave it on so I can remote access into it so I can grab files and go from there. But I have backup, and I have backup in many different ways, including Carbonite on offsite backup. By doing that, I'm able to actually pull the files from Carbonite rather than my computer. So I was still able to work from thousands of miles away, no matter the situation. And then when I got back, I could reload my computer, bring those files that I lost back onto the computer, and continue working like nothing ever happened. That's the best part about Carbonite. It saves you from many different types of losses and helps you when you need it. Save yourself from fire, save yourself from flood, save yourself from theft by simply getting Carbonite backup online. 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. geekazine.com/carbonfree for a 15-day free trial. If you're a business, then go over to geekazine.com/carbonite to get a small to medium business rate. That's over at carbonite.com.
In 2000, at approximately 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, the United States National Security Agency, or NSA, experiences serious computer systems, leaving it unable to process intelligent data for 72 hours. The agency would reveal that although no significant intelligence information was lost, thousands of man-hours and $1.5 million were required to remedy the situation. Also in 2000, Compaq, Dell, Gateway, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, and other computer manufacturers begin selling systems with Windows 2000 operating system pre-installed. EMI of the UK and Warner Music of the US announced that they will merge to become the world's largest record company with nearly a 25% global market share. And Sun Microsystems releases Solaris 8 operating system. 2001, AOL Time Warner announced that they will cut about 2,000 jobs in an effort to streamline operations. Japan's leading daily newspaper, the Nihon Keizai Shimbun, reports that Sega Corporation has admitted that it will be discontinuing production of the Dreamcast video game system after March 2001. Also in 2001, a misconfigured router leaves several Microsoft websites offline. And Novell releases version 7.1 of the SUSE Linux operating system. 2006, the Walt Disney Company agrees to purchase Pixar Animation Studios in an all-cash deal, leaving Steve Jobs Disney's largest shareholder. 2007, in an entry on his blog, Rick Jellieff reveals that Microsoft employees offered to pay him to make corrections to Wikipedia articles regarding OpenOffice XML. In response, Microsoft spokesperson would later defend the offer by explaining that the article had been heavily written by IBM employees in the support of their rival Open Document Format, though no evidence to that end was ever provided. And in 2009, Gary McKinnon, the hacker who broke into NASA to prove that there was knowledge of extraterrestrial beings, won the right to a judicial review of a prior decision to extradite him to the United States. If he would have lost, he would have went to the United States, where he would have faced up to 70 years in prison. And IBM lays off 2,800 employees in Canada and speculates additional cuts in the United States.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.